Welcome to the First Click Fanatics Oscar Show.
Hey everybody.
Welcome to our Oscar special.
Big event. You know, Oscars are coming up.
Today. So
today, yeah, actually, yeah.
Big day. We're going to give you some predictions, some thoughts, what's going to happen tonight. For instance, also, this is our fifth episode, big anniversary, so give it up for Flick Fanatics.
Yay, us. We're so talented.
Thank you for the continued support, and we're going to keep doing it until we can't.
Yep, until our hands are bloodied and raw. We'll probably quit sometime before then.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because if your hands get bloody, you don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to be touching on a computer or
anything.
A microphone.
Yeah.
It's going to screw it up.
Yeah, exactly.
So don't expect us to quit anytime soon.
We'll go for as long as we can go.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Can't do much else. Let's get to the films. We got a bunch of big categories tonight. You want to give us a little bit of information about some of them? Who's up for them, maybe? Or who do you want to win?
Okay. I think, yeah, I'm going to say a category, and then how about you?
How about I say a category?
Okay.
And then you say who's going to win it, and then we'll do vice versa.
Sounds good.
Okay, so who's going to win Best Actor?
Best Actor?
In your opinion.
In my opinion, I'm going to say Daniel Day-Lewis for his role as Abraham Lincoln in the movie Lincoln.
That was a big hit. Steven Spielberg directed it.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
I hear it's a great movie.
I did too. I saw the trailer. Wasn't too interested, to be honest, but I've been hearing like really, really good things about that film.
Mm-hmm. And definitely.
I could see that. I do think, though, that he's not going to win it.
No.
I don't think he's
going to win. Who do you think is going to win?
I see. I like Hugh Jackman. I like Joaquin Phoenix a lot. I like Denzel Washington. If you ever seen the film Remember the Titans, he was in that movie.
That's one of my favorite movies.
It's a good movie. If you've ever seen that one, you should see it again.
Yeah, watch it.
You know, you got time right now because this is still the pre-show, so you can pop it in, take a listen, and come on back and join us later.
Yeah.
So I do think it's might be a tie. Denzel Washington or Hugh Jackman would win it.
For you? Okay.
So if neither of them win it, then I have nothing to say. So
no. All right, dude.
Yeah. Okay, who do you think is going to win Best Supporting Actor?
That is definitely an easy one. Christoph Waltz. Hands down, his role in Django Unchained is unbelievable.
He was unchained in that movie.
Yeah,
I agree.
He took that off the hook.
I think he's gonna take it too. I think you're right.
Yeah,
he deserves it.
Yeah, he does.
Let me see here. What other ones we got? Best Actress. Who do you think's gonna win, take that one?
Let's see. Up for that, we have Jessica Chastain. Ugh.
Oh. Wow.
Emmanuel Riva, I think she was in Amour.
Never heard of her.
Neither.
Doesn't matter.
Quvenzhane
Doesn't
Wallace, matter. Beast of the Southern Wild.
Oh, she's is that the little girl?
Yeah, the youngest person.
She's too young to win an Oscar. She's not going to win it either.
And Naomi Watts, The Impossible. I don't even know what The Impossible is.
That's the movie about a bunch of disasters happen.
Oh, that's right.
It's all like whole premise is like it's impossible to survive that. But then they do the impossible, and I think they survive in the end. I'm just guessing.
I didn't spoilers.
I didn't see it though, so that's just a prediction.
Yeah.
But I also predict she's not going to win.
Okay. So, yeah, I agree with that. I have to go with Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Lining Playbook.
Oh, okay. Didn't see that one either, but it looked good.
Yeah, the previews looked good.
Yeah, and Bradley Cooper's in it.
Yeah, he was in The Hangover 2. I don't know if anybody's seen that. Star-studded cast.
That's a big movie, actually. It was pretty popular, if I recall. had there's a prequel called The Hangover.
Those are for really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was
I'm gonna have to check that. Is Bradley Cooper?
He might be.
Okay. Yeah.
But the I'm not sure if he was. The one guy
What up?
We'll just forget that.
What who do you think should win actress in a leading role?
Well, that's tough because I'm gonna pass. I'm not gonna vote on that one. I don't really know. No, it's not Jessica Chan. I didn't like Zero Dark Thirty as much as we gave it a score in the review.
Yeah,
I think 3 was generous.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
take. Yeah.
Let's just both agree that Jessica Chastain is not going to win it. Okay.
Agreed. Thank you.
Agreed on that.
And what else we got? Supporting actress and film of the year. Let's get to those real quick before we
film of the year. Okay, best picture nomination.
Yeah,
we'll save that one for last.
Yeah.
Let's do actress in a supporting role.
Oh, okay.
Wait, did we do?
We didn't do that one yet.
Okay.
Who's up for? We got Anne
Adams.
Is up for it. Amy Adams is up for it.
For The Master, which I saw The Master and I loved it and hated it at the same time, so I definitely have to watch it again. But she's not going to win. I can sense it. She's not going to win.
Kind of like in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You like breathe in and you're like, not today.
Yep, no. Nope. I don't smell it. I don't smell that gold naked man.
Better like next year, right?
Yeah, and then we have Sally Field. She was in Lincoln.
She was also... I think they should change that.
Yeah?
I think she should be up for Best Supporting Actress as Aunt May in Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, I was thinking because Lincoln as the mom in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh. Yeah. I won't disagree with you, but I'm going to disagree with the Academy. Lincoln just doesn't look good, so Amazing Spider-Man is where it was, where she was good in it.
Yeah.
So.
And then we have Anne Hathaway. She was in Les Miserables.
She was also in Batman.
Yeah, she was.
She was
Batwoman.
She was Cat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cat.
She was basically Batwoman because she was so close to Batman. It was like, you're a woman. You're always by Batman.
Dressed in black.
It's kind of like a no-brainer.
Yeah, seriously.
So, if she doesn't win for Miserables, she's going to win for Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. So.
And then we have
Hold Me to It.
Helen Hunt from The Sessions. I've never seen that.
Who do you think's going to win? Let's just cut to it.
Yeah, skip this Jackie Weaver lady. I'm going to say Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
All the way. Anne, all the way Hathaway.
Oh, that was clever. I like that. Nice job, dude. That was good. I'm also going to pass on this one. I don't know. I will say film of the year. Let's get to that one.
Alright. Did we do actor in supporting role? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
He's the man.
Alright, best picture. Ooh, the moment you've all been waiting for. Drum roll. Up for this, we have Amour, Argo, Beast of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty.
Take the what's the last one?
Zero Dark Thirty.
Cross it off the list.
Cross it off.
No chance in heck that's getting the win.
God damn.
You got a pen? Cross it off.
Oh. Alright, crossed off.
Now, what do you think's gonna win?
This is definitely a tough one. Because I've only seen 2 of the movies up, you know, I've only seen 2 of them. And that was Django Unchained and Zero Dark Thirty. But I'm going to have to give it to Argo. Because Ben Affleck, I don't know if you've ever seen
Daredevil.
Chasing Amy.
Oh, okay.
But he's a genius. Acting genius.
Yeah. Another good example of Ben Affleck is Daredevil. You see that movie with him? Michael Clark Duncan is Kingpin in it. Mm. And the chemistry, the flair between them is, like, off the wall good. And he gets married to Elektra in real life after the movie. Jennifer Garner. They're married now.
Seriously? They're
married? I think.
That's
I'm
cool.
just guessing.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Argo is definitely going to win because of Ben Affleck. And I think the story is kind of awesome. But I hear they gave too much, the movie gave too much credit to the CIA instead of Canada, because Canada was kind of a big role in that.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I got that title card for you ready.
John.
What are you guys doing? Are you recording?
We're doing the Oscar special show right now.
Yeah, so.
Guys, the Oscars was 2 days ago.
There's the door.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay,
thank
everybody.
You.
Yeah, round of applause for Mr.
Sorry.
Interrupter.
Jesus. You ever hear knocking?
Right.
That's what I was thinking. Well, we're going to leave you for a little bit. We'll be back with our thoughts on the results of the show. Sorry about the interruption again.
Yeah. So just stay tuned for the post show.
Welcome back to the Flick Fanatics Oscar Show with Matt and Jackson.
Hello and welcome back to the Oscar post show.
Yeah, we just watched the Oscars.
And
turns out, all my predictions were right. And I won, and I lost. That is a loser.
And, all I can say right now is just there's a lot of anger and frustration, and I just want to say, go screw yourself, because I think Claude Atlas should have been best film of the year. It should have got Oscars, so.
Well, it didn't, so.
Yeah, but I wanted it to be written as the best film.
Okay, well.
Because I get it, what you're saying, but you're wrong.
Maybe
and
you
so is the Academy. They're wrong. So
maybe you should have looked at the winners before we did this show. Then you could be a winner like me. Alright? I'll try that next time. Let's have a good Oscar special. Let's just look at the winners first. And then, so we come off this.
Thanks for checking out the show today, guys.
Yeah,
I really
appreciate
it. Everybody coming out. Especially our live audience, give it up for yourselves because you guys were great.
Yeah. I'm talking to you.
With a couple of setbacks from certain co-hosts that just don't know where they're supposed to be at. You're supposed to be here 20 minutes early. You showed up like 5 minutes before we started.
Yeah, well, I took a long time to get into character. Okay.
It's okay. Thank you guys, though, for supporting our show. This is the big 5th episode, and we have a big month planned ahead for March. A bunch of movie reviews that we hope to do. And why don't you tell us about the next movie review we're going to do, Jackson?
Well, next time we are going to do Up on Poppy Hill, I believe is the full title. It's a Goro Miyazaki film, which is just Hayao Miyazaki's son and a little bit of Hayao Miyazaki. So, stay tuned next week, or next edition.
That'll be a good one, because that'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be our first non-R-rated film.
Oh, yeah.
So,
good one. I like that.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Stay tuned, and make sure to like our page.